Welcome back to Jesus Calling for February 6th. Come to me and rest. I'm all about that. Let's look at Matthew 11, 28 to 29 and 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. Matthew 11, 28 to 29 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." 1 Timothy 2:8 says, "I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing." Come to me and rest. I am all around you to bless you and restore. Breathe me in with each breath. The way ahead of you is very steep. Slow down and cling tightly to my hand. I am teaching you a difficult lesson learned only by hardship. Lift up empty hands of faith to receive my precious presence. Light, life, joy, and peace flow freely through this gift. When your focus turns away from me, you grasp for other things. You drop the glowing gift of my presence as you reach for lifeless ashes. Return to me, regain my presence. That was great. I'm going to read this one line one more time. Lift up empty hands of faith to receive my precious presence. Light, life, joy, and peace flow freely through this gift. Wow, who doesn't want those? I love it. Light, life, joy, and peace. Those are some great things. And he's saying the way ahead is steep. And I know a lot of people are in really hard times. It seems like everyone is just climbing up a mountain these days. When we raise up our hands, even if they're empty, if our hands have faith in them, we are going to receive back from God peace and joy and direction and guidance. If you're in a hard time, maybe with family or friends or your work, just pray for his peace because he will give it and he'll also give wisdom. I know I need a lot of wisdom for things I'm dealing with and God will give it. So I love it today that he's promising to be with us and that he is holding us right here in his hands. So have a great day rejoicing in his presence and just lift up and ask for peace and joy and he will deliver. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow for God's word because, like I say, God's word in your heart, the best way to live. See you tomorrow.
You can order your own Jesus Calling devotional book by going to jesuscalling.com. And I would love to answer any questions you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you go out and shine for him today. See you tomorrow.